It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Peace be with you.
Hey, guys, how you doing? Let's bring back our girls right now. There's Chrissy, Amber,
Beth Ann,
Tiffany, Katie,
and Tier.
Don't forget your bartenders and your waitresses. Here they come down the aisle, guys. Take a look at those beautiful ladies all there for your listening and viewing entertainment. They're awesome, aren't they? Yes,
awesome.
Sir. Oh, look at Tiffany. She's a triple D, and she'll be here for all you fun guys. Get yourself another beer. Yeah, that's right, girls, girls, girls. We're going to be up until 4 o'clock in the morning, guys, if you'd like to.
Do they ever play this in a men's club?
No, I don't think I've ever heard it.
So.
Go on the pole.
Let's get right to the phones because we have to give something away. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the air.
Great.
Guess what? What's your name, sir?
My name's Tim from Leesburg.
Tim,
Great town, Tim. You
are a big winner. You win tickets to WWE's Monday Night Raw at the Verizon Center July 28th featuring Triple H, John Cena, Randy Orton, and more. Congratulations, Tim.
Excellent.
Good. We'll see you there, man. Yes, sir.
Right.
And then go see the girls after that.
Not even a word of thank you, though.
Well, you know, I mean, everybody can't be polite like you, Rob.
I wish everyone, you know, take a moment and think of someone other than themselves.
And incidentally, prospective advertisers, in the event that you choose to use one of the Spiewak children for your message, they will thank you in a very polite way because that's the way they were raised.
Mm-hmm. Robert is an excellent hand model.
Oh, really? Use him for that.
I do.
For the wide selection of children's men's jewelry.
You're going to prison. You know that.
That's
going to
happen right now.
You want to see a five-year-old all blinged out?
Yeah.
He's your boy.
Lots of bling, baby. We'll talk vasectomy right after this, but first let's get our first buzz update of the day with the buzz. Here's Mr. Burbank.
Thanks, Mike. Another Tuesday, another primary or two. Oregon and Kentucky vote today, and they'll split between Obama and Clinton.
Now, this is going to be not it, I hear. She is not giving up the fight.
No.
There's a front, an entire page ad taken out by a woman's group in the New York Times that's saying, you know, Hillary, stay in the fight. And so it's more of the same, even though everybody, the last time I watched the election coverage, was saying she was going to be bailing out after it was all over.
Yeah, no, the last we heard from her officially was that she was staying in it until June 3rd. And although she's now arguing that she has the popular votes to win it, it's kind of a weak argument.
God, never say die.
Yeah, right.
Now, in a way, you gotta kind of respect it, but in another
no,
way,
don't.
It's like, stop. Stop for the good of the party. Stop.
I don't see why you would have to respect her for it, because now it seems as if what she's doing is putting herself ahead of the party, and what good is that?
This is true. You know, it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. I kind of thought tonight we might. You never know, though, because with elections,
that's right.
You know, sometimes they say, all right, aren't you tired? Aren't you tired of all this?
Well, here's the kind of good news, I think. There are only three more primaries left, and the last of them are on June 3rd, so we're edging closer to the end.
Okay. Now, where are they? Where are the three last
ones?
Let's
see. The one June 1st or 2nd is in Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico!
And then it's Montana and South Dakota on June 3rd.
And June 3rd is closer than you think. It's,
you know what they say.
From today.
As Montana goes, so goes the nation.
That's Hannah Montana.
Hannah Montana, Miley's name.
Doctors from Massachusetts Senator Ted Kennedy have not yet determined how his malignant brain tumor will be treated.
Yeah, this is a drag. I will tell you, way back when, 1980, I was a campus coordinator when, was working for Teddy Kennedy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, say what you will, he's a guy that generates a lot of heat on both sides of the aisle. There are a lot of people that make jokes about Kennedy, but the fact is, look how long he's been there. He's been doing that forever.
And all he's done.
And that, you know, and really, he's done a lot for his country. And I think that no matter how you feel about him, he is, a very long-serving senator. And, it just seems to me, this is a guy, if you look at his history and you look at everything that that he's gone through with his family, and granted, you know, you've got the whole Chappaquiddick crap, and nobody excuses that, and I don't make any apologies for that.
Of course not.
But you want to talk about a life marred by tragedy.
He did some good.
You know, you would think that he'd fit into the category of a guy that might want to go out in his sleep, but doesn't look like it's going to happen. They don't have any information on this brain tumor yet as far as how severe it is, how fast it's going to spread.
Not that they're talking about. He's 76 years old. He's a guy, so that's dangerous territory for guys.
Yeah.
Doctor said today that Kennedy is in good overall condition. He's up and walking around the hospital.
Yeah, and to the best of my knowledge, you know, not exactly the healthiest lifestyle in the world.
Right. Yeah, they're looking at radiation and chemotherapy, but again, nothing's been decided.
If I'm 76, I've had a good full life, and they're saying you're going to have to go. I was having this serious discussion with my mom, who's 88 years old, over the weekend, and she said, listen, looked me straight in the eye and said, if I get cancer, I do not want you to do a damn thing.
Yeah.
I do not want to. I've seen my friends who are in their 80s that have gone through, you know, the chemotherapy and the radiation. She said, if I get it, keep me comfortable, but that's it. And I looked right back at her. I said, you're absolutely right. There's not a chance.
That's what we went through with my grandfather.
Yeah, it's
the same thing.
It, you know, when you get to that age, it'll be interesting to see how he decides to do it. 76 is right at that. That's kind of at a cutoff point, I would think, you know, because you're an old guy. But
life expectancy for a man in this country, I think, 77.
Yeah. Okay, so he has a year to live.
Yeah.
Well, 77.
Many men do better than that.
Rob, do you think we're going
to
make that?
I doubt it. I doubt it very seriously.
On a happier note.
Oh, thank you.
There could be another NFL strike in 2011.
Oh, really?
Yes, the owners have voted unanimously.
Are we planning this far ahead?
Yes, we are.
You know why?
Why?
Because they're greedy. And you know what I'm going to do?
What are you going to do?
Start training.
Right.
I'm going to be a scab.
You got a chance. You're already wearing the jersey.
Absolutely. Yes.
Then you'll live till 77.
I'll be replacing Plaxico Burress in the New York Giants lineup.
Plaxico Mara.
Very exciting about that. Plaxico's waist is like the size of my wrist.
I know.
The owners have voted unanimously to opt out of their current collective bargaining agreement, according to ESPN. League says it pays about $4.5 billion on players, spends that much on them, and that 60% of the league's revenue amounts to that.
Oh, so a collective bargaining agreement is something you can just bail on?
Why did
I always think that was like a contract and that was binding?
But they had to come up with an answer by November anyway.
Gotcha.
As a contract begins to approach its running out date, then theoretically you sit down and begin to bargain again.
Okay, so the thing is up in 2011,
right.
So they're making noise about the fact that they don't want to do it.
You can never be too ready. Well, they're already planning the 2012 Super Bowl, so this seems only fitting that they should be talking about what they're going to do in 2011.
Well, I know being here in Washington, D.C. and following the Redskins, the NFL owners just don't make enough money right now.
I agree.
No, I know. Just look around.
Mm-hmm.
Despite the opt-out, the league will continue under a salary cap system for the next two seasons. If a new agreement is not reached, 2010 will be uncapped, and the lockout then would follow in 2011.
Lockout!
League says it'll do its best to prevent this from happening.
I'm sure
what's
they
the
will.
Game we used to always play?
Punch-Out by
Punch
Nintendo,
out.
And it was...
Knockout!
Body blow. Right. Knockout.
That was a great game.
Piston!
Body blow.
Left,
body
left.
Blow. Left, right. Knockout.
A tip of the baseball cap to Red Sox pitcher and cancer survivor John Lester, who threw that no-hitter last night against the Royals at Fenway.
Yep, I want to talk about this.
Diagnosed with lymphoma 2 years ago, still in remission. The 33-year-old Ryan McGinney of Ogden, Utah is... Oh, I'm sorry, I've moved on to something else. Anyway, that's...
what are you doing?
I lost my place in the script.
Would you like to hear the call of the
Take
game?
Take your time, we're here all week.
I will.
Would
all
you
right.
like to hear the call of the game?
Yes. Oh, I sure would.
We would.
The pitch. Swing and a miss! No-hitter! John Lester has no hit the Kansas City Royals. He's being picked off the ground by Jason Veritek and mobbed by his teammates. John Lester with a no-hitter as the Red Sox beat Kansas City 7-0.
That's Joe Castiglione. He's the play-by-play announcer for the Boston Red Sox. I always wish you'd get Don Arcillo, who's the TV voice. He's so much better than Joe Castiglione.
It's hard to get. That's where you can
that's,
get it.
That's the audio that they send. That's and that's the
get.
Same thing with the World Series when you hear that guy. He's like, it's a no-hitter. There we are.
Same thing with NFL
stand
films.
That guy.
Same thing with NFL films. They always use the radio call.
As much as I like the Red Sox TV broadcasters, that's how much I can't stand the radio broadcasters. He's a guy, and this is for anybody that listens to baseball games on the radio. I think there are like three of us left now.
Right.
But this is the kind of guy that will go, there's a long drive. Caught by the shortstop. That kind of thing, you know, where he can't see,
right.
And he's trying to process that. But it was a big night, and I got home last night. Really, after talking about it on the air, I said, this is ridiculous. I ought to watch my baseball.
You were going to try to do better.
Right.
And got home. First thing I did, I pop it on, and the Red Sox are having a bit of a rally. Mm. And they score five runs, I think, in the fourth inning.
Yeah.
They came up with five runs, one of those innings. And I said, well, it's a blowout.
You
it's Kansas
out.
City.
You walked away.
I'm going to play a little poker, watch something else on TV.
That
and
addiction.
And then when I heard it today, it's that same feeling of the guy in Fever Pitch where you're like, no!
You're a bad fan, Mike.
I am a bad
you
fan.
You must promise to do better. Here is John Lester after the game.
It really hasn't sunk in. You know, just right now it feels like I pitched and we won the game. You know, I think it's kind of like the World Series. It takes a while for this to set in and give you time to reflect on it. And you know, I guess it's one of those things you get to enjoy later.
Now, this was his first game back after being declared cancer-free, right? His first start?
This last year. The big thing for him is when he came back and he pitched the clincher of the World Series in 2007. Okay. So he made – it was a long struggle back. I remember a couple of years ago when he was diagnosed with cancer. It was – it's tough. I mean, especially at that age. And then he beat it and he went into remission and to come back and do this. But, you know, on top of it, it's just it's almost movie material.
Oh, yeah.
When you're talking about that kind of situation where you're not only – you know, where really baseball doesn't even matter.
Right.
You're wondering whether you're going to be alive next year and then to come back all the way. And I guess the manager for the Red Sox, Terry Francona,
I have tape of him as well.
Has a great relationship, yeah. Almost like a father relationship with him.
This probably isn't fair to say, but I mean, I feel like my son graduated.
Yeah, okay.
And my son threw a no-hitter. I mean, just, you know, it couldn't happen to a better kid. And that's probably selfish on my part to even say something like that. But I think it's obvious how we feel about this kid.
Hmm. Yeah, that's good. That's a good
nice.
Story.
And that's really nice.
And idiot me. I missed the whole thing.
Missed it.
The Red Sox, I think, are doing a rebroadcast of the game. I hope. At least they said it's going to be Red Sox, Kansas City at 2 o'clock.
Again.
And I'm Tivoing it, so I should get it tonight.
That'll be good the third time out.
I'm looking forward to it.
Now,
what's that next story?
He's
been waiting. He wants to say it.
No. Here's what happened. It wasn't that I was in a hurry. This is a very important lesson for you kids at home who are practicing to be journalists.
Okay.
Spacing is very, very important when you're typing.
That's
all I have to say. That's what happened there. 33-year-old Ryan McGeaney of Ogden, Utah, is a photojournalist who always gets his shot. Unfortunately, that's why he got a javelin through his leg at a high school track meet he was covering.
Oh, no.
That's like that video that they had one time. Remember when the guy got it in the shoulder?
Yes. Yeah.
Very similar.
Well, for this guy, it was just below the knee, and just 13 stitches later, he's fine.
Take a knee.
Space. Mm-hmm. Some inventors in Belgium.
That's what it sounded like, too.
When it hit his knee?
Well, if you're really close to it, they put a microphone. That's what this sound is. Uh-huh. It is the sound of a javelin hitting the knee.
Sounds like they need to sharpen that javelin. Yeah.
Here it comes. Boy, that's really... Boy, that's further than some of the other ones have been thrown. It's like... Oh!
Sounds painful.
Aye.
Some inventors in Belgium have come up with a combination urinal video game.
Okay, I'm listening.
In this game, you can shoot down UFOs with your stream.
Oh, I want it. I want it bad.
In the ladies' room, paper cones are provided.
Let me drink a little more water.
Yeah.
I'll be a big winner.
You're ready to be a
gamer now. I have an incredible aim. I mean, back at Marist College in Poughkeepsie, New York, when we used to have a lot more snow up there.
Yes.
I mean, you're talking about writing your name in the snow. I could perform miracles.
Cursive or print?
I could do cursive.
Really?
I was fantastic at cursive. Yeah. Anybody can print.
I sense a contest.
Yeah. We had that one time on the show years and years ago, I think up in Buffalo. Didn't we? It's the kind of stuff you couldn't do today.
Some kind of a match, perhaps.
Legal would not allow us to do that
kind
of contest.
We had a contest here that was duration.
Mm-hmm.
I remember with the sports junkies.
What if, and of course this would lend itself to cheating, but when the winter weather came, what if you had a contest where you sent pictures of writing that you had done in the snow? And we judged it that way. You could probably cheat. All you need is a little yellow food coloring or Frangelica.
Same thing.
Yeah. Why does your yard smell like almonds?
That's the yellow stuff, right? In the big, tall bottle?
I think what we need to do is just a contest for sport, no prize.
Okay.
And then people could show, you know, what they take great pride in.
Oh, boy, that'd be great. Okay. Write it down, Bethann. Next winter, if we get snow, we're going to have a writing
There's
contest.
Gotta be a
we
way.
Might get snow this month.
The way things are going,
I hate
happen.
This May. I really
I know,
do.
I know.
Can't stand it. She wrote it down. Bethann wrote it down. That's very,
very good.
I think I just heard her writing.
Yes. That's one of those things where she talks to us in our ear.
It frightened me a little.
Actually, after her last little
sermon.
She
talked in your ear?
Yeah, she talked
to me. She didn't talk
in
my ear.
Yeah, she was giving that to me. She said, I just wrote it down.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Don't let her do that.
I just wrote it down. I'm not interested in men.
I almost
did some writing then.
Mm-hmm.
It's called BigChurch.com. It's a dating website for single Christians. It has half million members.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how many of them know that BigChurch.com is owned by Penthouse.
Hey.
Hello.
It became the Church of
Guccione. Bob Guccione, dead or alive?
Alive, but not doing well financially.
And in bad health, I think, as well. Yeah.
Oh, man, Bob Guccione. Yeah, well, ever since Penthouse went. Penthouse is like a church group now since they took all their really dirty pictures
Send
out.
Send letters to Mike O'Mara.
Anyway, the company bought AdultFriendFinder.com and Bondage.com, and BigChurch.com came as the package.
How much did you get for Bondage.com, Buzz?
Not nearly enough, I'll tell you that, Rob.
I'd like to go to Bondage.com just to see what it's all about.
Well, it's available.
That's very obviously people who like to be tied up, right?
Or to tie up others,
Have you gone to Bondage.com?
No, I've not. You know, that's never, I'm not, it's not a kink that I'm averse to, but it's not something that I've pursued.
Buzz's sexual proclivities, never say but never.
If you ever want to talk about hot candle wax, I'm there with you.
Really? You like that?
Oh, that's all right.
Have you done that?
Maybe.
How are things going with the Buzz Babes?
they're going. We need to talk about it more, and they'd go better, I think.
Well, that remind me to you know, set aside some time to talk specifically about your Buzz Babes, because he showed me a picture of one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, there seems to be some confusion, uncertainty about what it's all about, and we'd be happy to help in that area.
Very good. Let's go to Cindy in Silver Spring. Cindy, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi.
Hi, Mike. Did you know anything about the catcher? I mean, talking about a movie finish in terms of that fella, he's the one that's caught the last four no-hitters.
Jason Varitek you're talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he's incredible. He's you know, he's the anchor of that staff. He does a great job.
And he loves bondage.
Save those calls for Jim Rome a little bit later on.
About that hot condo wax, Buzz, don't you? I mean, if you have any sort of body hair, doesn't that present a problem?
Only when you remove it.
Exactly.
Let's go to Eric.
Right now he's caked with wax.
Eric in Woodbridge, you're on the show. Hi, Eric.
Yeah, what it do? Hi, Mike. It's the Duke of Dangle, the Prince of...
How you doing, Grease? Grease, do you write your name in the snow?
Oh, all the time. With the zesty session of Bravo.
Yes, okay, that's it. Thank you, Grease.
Get
appreciate
a better
it.
Phone, Doug.
All right.
Science marches on with a new sex pill that makes Viagra seem dull by comparison.
Sex pill!
Sex pill!
Mm-hmm. Researchers in Scotland say this new pill works for men and women and takes the whole thing a few steps further. First, three things. First, it does what Viagra does.
Yes.
Second, unlike today's ED drugs, it also boosts sexual desire in men and women.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And one in three women, by the way, and one in six guys reportedly suffers from a lack of desire, so this pill would be handy for them.
Is there a third thing?
There is a third thing.
Where's that sixth guy that has a lack of desire? Show him to me.
We're thinking about it. And three, it also helps you lose weight.
What?
This new pill.
I want it!
So Charlie!
We seem to have something stuck here.
You're telling me.
Wee! Wee!
Don't play with it, Charlie.
Yeah, that's fun.
Should 11-year-olds be getting microdermabrasion and bikini waxes?
No, God damn it, no.
I sort of thought you'd agree with
that. Oh, Jesus, come on.
Spa owners report that 20% of their business now comes from girls who aren't even teenagers yet.
I'm pissed
that's
off
wrong.
Again. I'm turning into my father. I'm turning into an old curmudgeon-y fart. But no, that's wrong. I'm sorry. They're still little girls.
That's one in five.
This is the whole problem. It's the whole Miley Cyrus
thing. You're right.
Thing.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's sick. It's twisted.
One in five customers now under the age of 13.
This
at
is why
spas.
Chris Hansen's out at those houses.
Some parents argue that it improves the kid's self-confidence.
Oh, I want to meet that parent.
Though they're out there.
If you're a parent that feels that way, please bring it.
You can throw a rock and hit one from
here. I
want
to talk to you. It improves their self-image.
Mm-hmm.
To get a bikini wax at 11 years old?
Experts side with you, Mike. They say putting too much emphasis on a young girl's appearance is bad for her mental health, both in the short term and in the long term.
You know, and this is the stuff that is innocent enough where you can't lock a parent up for doing it.
Right.
But this is twisted crap,
on
really.
I tell you what else is good for a kid's self-image is hugging them.
Yes.
How about that?
Yeah, hugging them and spending some time with them.
And
that
you
works
know what
too.
Else?
What's that?
Doing radio commercials.
Now you stop it. Those spas need a spokesman, by the way?
They do, Rob. They do.
I like that, Buzz.
Should 12-year-old boys get pulled over for drunk driving?
Oh, God. What's happening to society?
It's the youngest DUI yet, even for Arkansas.
Somehow this
even
one,
for Arkansas.
This is how sick I am. This doesn't bother me nearly as much as the waxing story.
There's the double standard.
I'm sorry. Well, you know, little kids over in Italy, they get a little wine with water and sugar when they're 5 years old.
This is Arkansas.
But this is Arkansas.
Well, that's right, yes.
It is a foreign country.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you, Mike.
Rob was giving me a cue.
This young fella and his 10-year-old buddy were headed back to the rodeo to meet up with a rodeo groupie, or buckle bunny, as they call them.
A buckle bunny.
So they were going back to the rodeo, Mike. They had been there.
Very
and
good.
They were
10
back.
And 12 years old. They're going to meet up with a rodeo groupie.
Yeah, buckle bunny.
They're driving, and they're drunk.
Good.
No one was seriously hurt. The boy is now facing juvenile charges.
Wonderful.
Coming up in the Hollywood Hot Sheet, why movie prices are going up again. And coming up in your final buzz, the president has time for one more war.
Oh, no.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Okay, we'll talk to Brent Case. Brent has been attacked and survived.
Wow.
a grizzly bear attack. It's an amazing story. And this guy actually was out in the woods somewhere. And I think he was out like in a remote cabin checking on something. He might be a surveyor.
So it wasn't in the city?
And it was not in downtown New York. And got attacked by a grizzly bear. We'll get all that information and lots more coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.